This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Raising Cane's, we focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time. Which is why every hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken finger meal we serve is made just for you.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sandhills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I was a little bit surprised off the bat, but not overly surprised, Sip. You followed through on a promise that was made yesterday.
Backhanded compliment.
No. Yeah. I think I would have forgot if I was in the same situation.
You're all buttoned up again like you just walked in from the tundra. Like you just came in
It is not warm outside.
From Alaska. It's not horrible, but yeah, there was no frost on any of the cars.
No.
This coat is really comfortable.
I walked from the parking garage today. It was a little chillier than yesterday.
It's not even frosting yet.
Can we let Jake go on with his backhanded compliment?
Well,
follow through, Steve.
Sip told us he was going to have a speech yesterday at Big Fred's Pizza in
Big
Omaha.
Big Fred!
And guess what he delivered this morning to us?
Pizza?
Big Fred's Pizza!
In a box.
He brought some za.
Tell us how you ordered it from Fred. What did you say to him?
I said
it is half eaten, which we asked for actually. That
yeah, you did. I took a few bites. Yeah. I took a few pieces.
So that's what we hoped for. Was that.
Okay, so what'd you say? Walk us through it. Paint a picture.
I said, "Can I get a pizza in a box?"
Yes, in a box.
Yeah, for the guys at work.
Did they ask what type of pizza?
I just said meat lovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great choice. Beautiful. Great choice.
Yeah. You know, he's excited right now. Rudy's acting like he doesn't care that there's a pizza here.
He's going to devour this during the break.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, it was
delicious.
I brought it right home and put it in the fridge, so it's good.
You hustled it home.
Yeah, well, for the most part, yeah. It's good. I had some, like I said, I had some pieces. I'll have another piece here pretty quick. Do we have any pepper around here?
Probably.
Peppers?
Check back there.
Peppers?
I don't know about that. Pepper, maybe.
All right, there you go,
guys.
Thank you.
That was well done.
Big Fred's was great. Big Phil is the owner, and he's a great dude. I don't know if he had anything to do with this, but
Big Fred's Pizza is owned by Phil.
Well, Big Fred was his grandpa.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
And
Big
Fred
for a while
deceased, and he was big, according to the locals there. And yeah, Big Fred, that's his grandson is Phil.
Phil,
and he runs the place. He's also an attorney. So
is this always been the gathering spot for one of your sports?
No, first year.
First year at Fred's?
Yeah,
I don't remember this ever in the past. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How was the crowd? Were they riveted?
It was fine. It was it was good. It was a good crowd, and I probably said too much in this one, so
uh-oh.
I told the people you can't go to the internet and all that, you know. can't go to the
message board.
No, I don't think so. I think people would hear, like, Bill speaks it like Holy Ghost. People, if you tell them, don't, let's not do that, you know, let's not go to the, they'd adhere to it.
Well, the ghost is like Triple Street, they're locked down. It's almost like you'd get outed at the ghost if you're the one that also.
You're the poster, huh?
You're the one, oh, yeah, really? So yeah,
you're the rat.
That would not go well. That would not go well there. Their years of, they had Devaney and people like that hanging out with them. So this goes back to the 60s and 70s when the ghost got started.
Yeah, I think people are pretty respectful of it, actually, if you tell them, you know, if you say don't do it. We better do this.
Oh, breaking news. We have breaking news? Okay, here we go.
Get ready to chime in, Bill.
Thank you.
Sip told us to have breaking news ready. This is early breaking news. What do you got for us?
Missing Tooth Greg, he cannot do the photo booth, the World's Collide photo booth.
That's fine.
It's too much. He didn't know what a photo booth was.
I
looked into it,
I can't do it.
I had somebody volunteer for that yesterday, so I'll get a hold of them after the show then.
So we have someone has volunteered.
Someone would like to do the photo booth.
Thank you.
I'll take it off Greg's
It was right away. We all said, hey, that's a lot, Greg. He's already doing the Tree of Trust, you know.
Why is it the Tree of Trust?
The Tree of Trust. Because you can trust what you put on there you're thankful for.
Okay.
We're sticking with the Tree of Trust.
He is doing the Tree of Trust and some other things. He does have some other ideas that he's going to. They're pretty bizarre, too, so be ready for that. But no, he can't do the photo booth.
Laura's going to help. Fine. Laura's going to help with a sign-in sheet for who
the stickers.
Laura will.
Are we going to have name tags?
Name tags. Absolutely. We have to have name tags.
Like Marty had at the football game.
We want to look just like Marty.
Why did he have that?
Well, I don't know. It's the best part of that picture, though. Yeah. He was so happy after they beat Alabama. Bill saw the sticker on.
This is a week from. Oh, no, it's 6 days away.
Six days away.
Yeah, Wednesday Eve. It's
Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, good job. There we go.
Greg, you're fine. Thank you for all your help.
All right, thanks for being tolerant.
The photo booth.
Greg,
okay.
You're doing a lot for us. Thank you. And the nice part about that is that on Black Friday, Greg will be back at the dentist. So he won't have to worry about this. Is not doesn't usually go to the dentist on Wednesday.
Probably missed the Iowa game somehow. It's 11.
Yeah, well,
probably missed the whole game.
Imagine that one. Greg, what did you get the game? Big win, huh? I didn't see it. I was at the dentist. I was getting my teeth cleaned.
12th consecutive Friday.
Procedure at the dentist. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the breaking up. And thank you for the pizza. This is a delight this morning.
Did anything happen last night?
Not much. Pretty light night, I thought. Bill, anything for you at all?
No, not really at all.
Nothing
no. I watched Maction. I did watch that. I watched Miami Ohio kind of pull away late in that game against Buffalo. And I know I did quit watching when they were
did
up
watch
11. They were up 11 with like 5 minutes to go. I quit on the game, so I'm hoping there wasn't a dramatic comeback by Buffalo.
The scores last night, Miami of Ohio beats Buffalo, as Bill mentioned, 37-20.
Okay.
And then Central Michigan beats Kent State on the road, 28-16. So the road team wins both games.
How about that?
Last night.
Who's winning the MAC?
Let me get a poll.
Go to standings. There's a lot of 4-2 teams in conference. There's a lot of 4-2.
Okay, in the MAC, thank you for asking.
Is it Toledo?
Right now, it'd be Western Michigan on top at 6-1 in conference play, by three teams at 5-2, Ohio, Central Michigan, and Miami of Ohio. Okay. But right now, Western Michigan leads.
What do you know about them?
Don't know a lot.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know a lot.
Are they the Broncos?
They're the Broncos.
That's where Row the Boat came from, right? Wasn't he Western?
That's correct.
You know something.
Yes, you know something.
He went 13-1 that year before he went to Minnesota. Yeah. PJ Fleck did.
That's PJ Fleck's old school.
Yes.
And then didn't Fleck have a really good receiver?
He sure did. Corey Davis was number 6 overall draft pick by the Titans that year.
Nope. 6 overall.
At Western Michigan.
That is a pull.
He had like 1,800 yards receiving his senior year.
Jake is a sports fan.
To see those things happen again will be a minor miracle. Someone's that talented is in his number six overall pick, you said, Jake?
Yes.
So he probably won't play his senior year at Western Michigan. He will go someplace else and play.
Yeah. He won't make it to his junior.
That's the same thing for Khalil Mack at Buffalo. He would not be at Buffalo his whole career.
The names of people that were first-round draft picks out of schools or from the MAC or wherever. It's like, nope, that's not happening anymore. The chance of that happening is really slim.
really slim.
I believe Central Michigan had a first overall pick, and Eric Fisher went to the Chiefs, number one overall pick, left tackle, I want to say.
Good God.
From Central, Jake, Michigan.
Jake's freaking me out with his Maxion knowledge right now.
Corey Davis was quite a pull.
Corey Davis was good in college.
Good
it was
job.
A great story, great team. Yeah. PJ was awesome.
Yeah, PJ.
Is there like a fog out there?
No.
I don't see a fog, Bill. Rudy, see a fog?
It doesn't look clear to me.
Rudy says kind of a fog.
Yeah, there's something. It's not.
There's smoke in the air.
Oh,
yeah, this is not
right.
Normal. This Jake, there's if you don't see this, I'm concerned. There's a.
I see it.
There's some sort of a hindrance. There's a hindrance.
Some haze or what?
Yeah.
I can't see it. I can see it. I looked up at the light.
Hindrance is the word we're looking for here, but it's not a dirty window.
No, the window's clean.
No, it's not a dirty window.
Not us.
I wonder what's going on out there.
There might be some,
I love
that
fog.
Might be the smoke of a distant fire.
Ooh, yeah. Good song.
Yeah.
Scaper says near Martell, where you'll be on Friday, you can't see 30 yards in front of the pickup.
Why is that?
Fog.
I guess it's a dense fog advisory. So
it's a dense fog advisory.
Bill's right in this one.
Well, was more like that's not smoke.
I don't know if anything gets more freaky than driving in fog.
Oh.
That is the scariest
won't
stuff.
Won't do it.
It's just, you're terrified.
You for saying that.
I got into that a couple years ago in Dallas at driving back from Dallas at night, and it was like all of a sudden you couldn't see. It was terrifying. It really was. It is.
I haven't done it in a long time though. Now that you mention it, but that is horrifying.
Yeah. The
the people that freak me out. It's like if it's 75, they're just going 77, 75.
Yeah, just
no
try,
problem.
Can't
no
even
problem.
See.
Yeah, just whipping.
Just whipping. So my whole thing, like I go, I'm going to die. I'm going to get hit from behind. Something's going to happen. I'm going to die.
Possible,
oh, yeah. I think of death often.
You sound like the Dolphins head coach.
I do, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, a little deep right there. things like that bother me.
You can't really pull off to the side.
That's
way more dangerous.
Right.
You just got to keep going.
Right.
And that's when I had that problem. Remember, I couldn't figure out. I had to ask the breakers. I had that automatic where my lights would go to high beam automatically,
mm-hmm.
and it was doing it because of the fog. I had to keep clicking it back down because high beams and fog doesn't work.
Right.
So there's a lot going on.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So you don't go the speed limit, obviously.
I'm just driving. I'm steady speed. If I'm on the interstate at 75, I'm probably going 60.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of stay steady.
Yeah. Watch the line. You know, the line's the big thing. Yeah,
someone's driving to Lincoln from Seward. Big fog, foggy drive on the interstate. Oh, there's
okay.
Fog.
There it is.
Edge of town is dense fog. Says somebody in the text line.
Dense
fog.
Did it just subside?
It did. Right now, it's gotten better here. Yeah. It got better in the last 2 seconds.
I think that might have been smoke.
Well, people are saying it's fog.
There's
though.
Fog everywhere, so I'm thinking they're going to stay with the fog, Steve. Since they're saying there's fog.
I'm looking right now at my weather app.
It says,
just to confirm, people said it. We are in a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m.
Okay.
Ooh,
dense fog.
10 a.m.
So what you the
save visibility here at
the
all.
Coolest thing about when you get in the winter and you get the heavy fog and it's cold and the trees all frost, that's a cool sight. It's like it's like not snow on them. It's just all frost.
All
the trees
frost.
Are all just glazed over with it. It's like, look at that
postcard, right?
Postcard. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So a big party coming up. We have a big party.
Yes,
huge
next
party.
Wednesday. We look forward to seeing all the breakers.
We're looking
there,
for
if you're able to.
There's somebody I guarantee that's excited, but they're going to bring a guest in. They'll be from a long ways away.
You know this or you're projecting?
I'm projecting this. I do not know this for sure. Right now, the winner in the clubhouse right now is
McSafety.
Coming
from Cozad.
He'll be driving in from Cozad.
He does at least once a week.
He's definitely coming.
Yes, he's
coming. Not missing this. He's
going to
be there.
He's going to help run the Tree of Trust.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have the sticky notes.
He's back in play on the photo booth. Or you got that covered.
Well, can help with that. I'll get that organized. He can help if he'd like to when it's set up.
Great idea by Jake. You got to give it to him. World's Collide Photo Booth.
World's Collide Photo Booth, yes.
We'd like to, we'll get that up and rolling. People want to help out with that, so I'm looking forward to it.
Thanksgiving
Eve. We've had a lot of help from people.
Yes, the people
Laura.
Are excited. Yeah. We've had about, I don't know, a million items of food promised to be there. It's going to be incredible.
Chefs.
Donuts will have all sorts of good stuff.
We have chefs coming in.
Yes. Chefs, plural. At least one chef, maybe
one chef.
Two chefs. Plural.
I'd like to have chefs, if possible.
Yeah, Chef Matthew said he'd be here with some sort of food. He's brought in like scrambled eggs before and French toast and bacon in years past.
You know what?
It's good.
Matthew, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but if you just bring in bacon, that'd be awesome. It's a great food. If you could come out,
and a lot of bacon.
If you could just pick up a piece of bacon,
big vat of bacon.
Vat is a great word.
A vat would be nice.
He dates to the former shop too. He's been coming in for a long time.
Yes,
I guess that's not that long ago, actually.
Yeah, he came to the former shop.
Yeah, he did.
He was pretty creative.
He brought a lot of good food.
Yes,
thank you.
What else? Come on, what did you guys do last night?
Nothing. It was a very, very chill evening. I have nothing to report from last night.
It was Maction, and that was it for me. Kind of a lot going on.
Very, very low key evening.
Things really pick up now.
Yes.
We're into Thursday mode right now, so we got a lot going on now.
You have a lot going on.
You figured out your departure time.
It's draconian. We board at 5:30.
From Lincoln.
Yeah, board. Wow. Board at 5:30. Got the smokes back.
There's no smoke. It's fog, Steve. There's nothing on fire.
It's just a fog.
There's nothing on fire. Steve feels there's a fire. There's a forest fire somewhere that's whipping through the whole city. Yes.
Are you sure there's the best part was down Jake, that way on
me
fire?
Me and Steve are like, absolutely. Jake goes, I don't see anything. Looks fine.
Then I looked up. It's a fog. David says this fog in Pender. Can barely see the sign going into town that says the home of Coach Bill Bush.
No way.
There's no sign.
Have a sign.
No.
David.
If you have a sign, that's going to freak me out. You have a wiki page I noticed the other day.
I do?
Yeah, I looked you up.
I didn't.
What did it say?
Hold it. Why would you be looking
at
me?
What was I looking
up?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. For your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I talk to you every day.
I had to...
Just to see what it said.
God, what was it? There was a reason I had to look you up.
This is a little shocking.
I couldn't text Bill for clarity, confirmation.
Yeah, I'll look
he didn't want to bother you, Bill. You know, he's, you're busy. Leave him alone.
It's time to check in on your flight. I just gotta.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
What time now? Where do you park at? You park in the garage?
No,
lot right across.
Yeah, I park in the lot.
Yeah.
I can't get into my United app because I don't know the password.
That's always
causes
a problem.
A lot of problems.
That's probably
where are you flying? But all right, here, go backwards. So I'm assuming you're going to Chicago. Chicago actually into University.
I
that has to be.
We it. Didn't ask Sean yesterday. We should see. Confirm? No, I can't.
He's trying to check in his flight. Can't do it.
Now, no, Bill, I believe that we're flying into right into State College. People
from
are
Chicago.
Amazed by that.
Yeah, I'm still amazed by that. That shocks me. Laura asked me last night. I go, I still think they're going to Harrisburg, but we'll see what happens.
No, we're
going
to find out right now because I think I am getting
You got in
this.
The app?
Yeah.
I thought you had logged out. You found your password.
No.
It's exciting radio right here. It watching is. Steve
trying to
log
get on.
Into his flight.
He's trying to get...
Trying to navigate my United app. Oh, here it is. Bam. Oh, my God. I did get in.
Chicago. Is that right?
Lincoln to State College.
Yeah, there's a... You're not going directly
Yeah,
there.
There's no direct flights from Lincoln to State College.
That okay, we're going to Chicago.
There you go.
We go. We get into Chicago 8:03 a.m. And then we leave Chicago not till... Not till 10:35 a.m. So we have.
What would be nice to have there? Planet Airport.
Planet Airport.
Yes.
God, that wasn't. We'll get back to that in a second. Then we fly into State College.
Okay.
At 1:23. There it is. Now the Planet. That was an interesting part of yesterday. The Planet Airport having a fitness room of some sorts in airports. It was sort of the business part of it is tricky, because you have to make a lot of money. To pay the rent there, so you'd have to have pretty.
I don't know. I see a lot of stores I see a lot of places in airports that aren't making any money. You just look at them. So there's no one that in.
And here's a
no
long line of Chick-fil-A, and there's like, nobody here.
So what you're talking about is membership fee.
This is feasible. This is feasible.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
the membership fee's got to be kind of sizable, right? Yeah. 25.
That'd be a I don't know frequent about
that,
traveler.
But also, like you said, that there are things in a airport that are built for just to help out the consumer. Mm. They have bathrooms. They don't charge you to go. You know, you have to go to the other.
True. Not yet.
Hey, $5 go
that
to the one, bathroom.
That'd be something.
That'd be something.
Hey, yeah. But then, no, you're right. And you probably have to have a system where you can just pay, on the spot. You don't have to be a member, right?
No member. You just pay as you go in.
Yeah, but I suppose you could
they
offer
They would love
membership.
To have memberships, but
you'd have Wi-Fi. You'd have everything you need. Like, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm not pouring cold water on it. I love the idea. That and the photos collide, the world's collide photo booth were the two best ideas yesterday. Those are great ideas.
We're trying to come up with something every day.
We do. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be innovative here on the show. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738
Joey!
They help farmers in South Central Nebraska stay fueled, prepped, and ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at them. Call Joey and the team or check them out at the website at 738-AG. .com out of Bertrand.
Bertrand. Joey.
That's out by Holdridge, by the way.
Yeah, and that's Joey, who is a former Husker and played for Bill on specials, right?
Yes.
Did.
Gifted. Tough. He's kind of what you would... He would be the epitome of a Husker.
Yeah.
Walk on that his career took off.
It took off. I mean, I remember him... I remember him.
I mean, that's good.
Thank you.
Tell him that to his face.
I thought we'd get
Joey,
more from you.
I remember
that.
You.
I remember you.
Thank
that's
you for
it.
All you do and all you did.
Well, there's a lot of players that I don't remember, you know, that didn't, you know, never made a mark or left a big one. And he was good. Number nine. Hell, I remembered his number.
I did.
All right.
During the show yesterday, we had the actual breaking news that Dayton Raiola decommitted from Nebraska. Now, the dust has somewhat settled since that 24 hours. Since yesterday, in your conversations post show,
I got some clarity.
What'd you get for clarity?
Yeah,
we need
some
clarity from you, Zip.
I got some clarity.
Give us some clarity.
I mean, there's a couple things. We're talking about Dayton, right?
Dayton, yeah.
What's happened? My read on this is, this has all happened. His confidence has escalated as a quarterback. He's at Buford. Bill, how good is Buford?
Really good.
About as good as he gets.
Yes, it's high-end football.
And he's playing at a high level. He's leading his team in the playoffs. They could win it all in Georgia. He's become a dude there. You know, I guess the cliche you'd say is his wings have sprouted. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Sure.
His sprouted wings.
That's a phrase.
And I think it's just what's happened is partly what's happened is he's just decided, I want to go out on my own. I don't need to be in Dylan's shadow. I don't need to be in anybody's shadow. I'm just going to go out on my own. And because I think his confidence is rising. This has all sort of evolved quickly. There's that. Now, I would tell you this, and I don't think Dominic would mind me saying this. He doesn't have a college destination at this point. There's that. You know, a lot of people think that it's already done. I don't believe it's done. The other thing is, I'm trying to look what I wrote yesterday. It was yesterday morning after the show. Oh, Dayton's decision. I am 100% convinced this is not a sign that Dylan's leaving, that these are separate situations. Dylan is rehabbing right now, and the plan is to return in February here. Now, I know that I wrote this on our message board. I know people will doubt what I'm saying. And obviously, it's possible that Dylan could leave because it's possible that anybody could leave at any time for no reason. You see it all the time. You know, you don't even know why. Some guys leave just because they want to change the scenery. That's the reason. They just want a new experience. There's not always like a
nothing
big
push
reason.
Them out.
They just want a new experience. They want to try something else. Now that could happen, and it could happen quick. But I don't believe these situations are related at all. Dylan doesn't plan on leaving at this point. Now, you know the deal, though.
What's the deal?
The deal is that TJ Lateef is 1-0. If he gets to 2-1 in November or 3-0, then yeah, you have, like Bill said, how'd you put it? You put it really well yesterday. Serious decisions have to be made at that point.
Yeah, I mean, right now there is there's definitely a conversation at almost every school there is in the country, if there happens to be two stacked quarterbacks.
Yep,
that's at every place that there is. So there's some places that don't have that, some places do. But if you have that situation, that is being looked at. That part's a story. Now, did the story go heavy all the way through? I remember we had breaking news on it, and it came out. Discussion. It was kind of a hot topic during the show. I really didn't think about it much after that.
No, I don't think it was on all.
I checked ESPN, CBS, but it was like a top topic on college football's pages everywhere because it was a slow news day, and it's just this is Dylan's brother. That's why.
Okay.
So it was. I don't know if it was made it to Sirius XM, but yeah, it was posted a lot of places.
I set a record yesterday for early
views.
Early turn into bed 6:16. So I was a little worried. When I got up, like, oh, did something else happen?
You were in bed at 6:16.
Well, I meant just to take a nap, and I woke up at 1:40. So I was apparently exhausted.
I nap usually late evening.
A 7-hour nap.
That's my normal time.
You took a 7-hour nap.
I'm going to take a nap. What time are you thinking, Bill?
Bed?
I don't know, about 7.
I thought
about
I just
7 o'clock tonight.
I was kind of wiped out, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to lay down for an hour. No, I woke up at 1:40. But anyway, nothing happened, right?
You texted me at 10 o'clock, so.
No way.
Yeah, you did.
No way, I couldn't have.
Yeah, you texted me. LOL at 10:03 p.m.
LOL.
Yeah,
LOL.
Hold on. At 10:03 p.m.
Maybe this is a different night. Took a nap.
Somebody, oh, I did.
Had somebody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're. Yeah, I apparently woke up, then went back to bed. Checked my messages.
Went back to sleep to continue your nap at 10 o'clock at night.
That's right. Nothing happened. So nothing happened with the Raiolas. Then people wonder, like, is Donovan on his way out too? No, it has nothing linked to Donovan in any way in a professional sense. So that's that. I see on our message board right now, there's people talking about Dylan to Oregon. I believe there's nothing to that.
It's because he followed like 10 people from Oregon. It happens all the time. Like, they go to the social media page. Oh, he's following all these people from Oregon.
Okay,
that's
curious
though,
right? It's kind of curious.
He follows people from every team.
Yeah, I don't believe.
I never read that much into that.
Has Oregon Bill help? Has Oregon had a non-running quarterback in recent years?
I don't believe so. Landing because Nix was obviously Gabriel Elford, could run very well.
They all can run up there.
Yeah. So they're. I don't know. Like I said, I have no idea. like I said, that's what I said after the initial story of it. I was more kind of locked into what was going on for games coming up and more of like Penn State.
We're just wrapping this up.
But, I don't think you fixed
it.
Well.
No, it's a big story. It just didn't, like I said, after I left out of here, it was like I didn't think about it again because it was like, what else is there to think about? He's decommitted. He's going someplace else.
Right.
And Dylan's hurt. So
that's it.
And so nothing really changes.
I don't think so.
Until there's a game on Saturday.
Play the game.
And then things can change.
Yeah.
If the game goes really well for Latif, doesn't go so well, goes whatever. There's a storyline there of like, but all of a sudden, if Nebraska wins 38-6, you know, like that, and they roll up 600 yards of offense, then there's a different storyline on Sunday.
That's true. Now, in my shoes, I can't look at it like that and just say, okay, door's closed on this, because you wonder right away, in our shoes, we got to be ready if Dylan could announce today that he's leaving. He could say, I plan to enter the portal, and I can't just ignore that possibility. Although Dominic doesn't mind. I talked to Dominic yesterday. I don't envision that today or tomorrow or before this game.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Sunday morning.
No, we're not going to get a Dylan announcement. God, knock on wood. And you never know on these things, but I don't think that's going to happen. So you wondered, Dayton. Okay, Dayton makes the decommitment announcement. Is Dylan going to follow with an announcement? No. No, he's not. And that I know of. So that's what I was thinking. What else? What other questions arise from this? I don't know if there's anything else.
I mean, that's...
Would Nebraska go after another quarterback in this class?
That'd be a question.
Yeah. It seems late, though, right? You can answer this a little bit.
Is that portal?
That's why, like I said yesterday, was the one thing that's incredibly unique about this is the landing spots that would be available for Dayton just because of people have quarterbacks. And so it's a because there could be a whole different situation. All of a sudden, there's some he goes
right.
Somebody else offers him, but who already has a quarterback commit. Then that quarterback's like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? Then that might be a different thing. There's not a lot of people stacking quarterbacks in classes,
right?
Right. We're going to take two quarterbacks every year. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's different right now because it's so far advanced. Especially no matter what, and you have a spot for a D lineman every single day. You have a spot for a great offensive tackle, a pass rush. You have certain spots for every day. It's like, well, we don't have a spot for. Yeah, we do. Every time. Quarterback, no, that's different. There's a different thought to it.
I was a little personally disappointed. I wanted to see Dayton here. I think he's going to be very good. But I get it. Nebraska's pretty stacked up right now. They have Latif as a freshman and Dylan as a sophomore, and then Trey Taylor coming in 2027. And then, you know, he might have felt a little lost in that whole discussion. But again, I go back to his confidence is growing. I mean, I remember I went to Hawaii and Dylan was playing in the Polynesian Bowl and Dayton was there and he was just kind of a chubby little kid. And then all of a sudden he's 6'3", 220. He's not a chubby little kid anymore. He's like he's killing it in the weight room. He's one of the most, I don't know, pound for pound, strongest guys on that Buford team. He's just sprouting. He's just becoming his own dude now. And I think that's what he wants to do, go be his own dude somewhere. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. We are going to take an early break on early break because we got a special guest up next. But before that, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area.
Special guest.
Where would you send the breakers to,
Bill? I tell you where I'll send our special guest to right when he gets out of
here.
One place. I got one place in mind, and that's where he's going. He's going to the Bird. The Bird.
Early Bird at 19th and K.
Special
opens
guest.
Up in 1 minute. Actually, open up right now.
Now.
Open until 2 p.m. every single day
quite.
Of the week.
My clock.
Now they are.
They've got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous
Hash holes.
Stop by today at 19th and K. When we come back, Bill's Thrills. You want to tell the guest or is it a surprise here?
Surprise him?
What's that? We'll surprise you.
Okay.
A special guest.
An early version of Bill's Thrills is next and an early break on the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.